Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Clay Must Move.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working on the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. Word of the Lord. The word of God came to Jeremiah as a metaphor. At a time when change was needed to renew the people, God's message came to him in the image of potter and clay. He observed, whenever the object of clay which the potter was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then God raises the question, Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as the potter has done? So it sounds as though it's all up to God. The potter does as he pleases. The clay is entirely a passive material in the potter's hand? Not so, say experienced potters. They tell us rather, that the clay has to cooperate. I personally learned a lot about this art of pottery making, not from personal experience, but from a book I came across a number of years ago by a potter named M.C. Richards. The book's title is Centering in Pottery, Poetry, and the Person. The book opens with these words, and I quote, Centering, that art which precedes all others on the potter's wheel, the bringing of the clay into a spinning, unwobbling pivot, which will then be free to take innumerable shapes as potter and clay press against each other, the firm, tender, sensitive pressure which yields as much as it asserts. It is like a hand clasp between two living hands. End quote. The pressure of the potter is both firm and tender. It yields as much as it asserts. The relationship then is an intimate one, one of mutual engagement. The author writes later in this book, and I quote again, It is difficult, if not impossible, for a potter to force his way into center, force his clay into center simply by exerted pressure. In order to take its new shape, the clay has to move. To take on a new shape, then, in order to be renewed, I have to move. I have to be an active participant. I need, for example, to question myself over and over again, where in my life am I being called to move, to become new, to change? When inevitable and some surprising transitions occur in my life, how do I go about moving through them toward growth and greater freedom? What about even slight nudges from the potter? How alert am I to them? Pottery is, after all, an art of transformations. How am I with the art of letting go, so foundational to transformation? For example, Pope Francis recently said, in regard to caring for our planet Earth, we must repent and modify our lifestyles. The clay of which we are made needs reforming in this area as in so many others. As we struggle with all of these questions and more, personal and communal, we realize that from his metaphor in today's reading of the earth-derived art of pottery making, Jeremiah leads us to deeply spiritual reflection. We know we are in good hands. Our potter God works with us through the transforming power of love. And we then, yielding to that power, contribute our part to love's perpetuation in the world around us. While we are being molded as clay, lumps and all, into our best possible selves, we are also letting our potter, no less than Christ himself, be revealed through us.